It is Thursday, October 5th. Hello, I'm Ashley Rowe. Tonight, skies will be mostly cloudy, a low of 62 degrees. Our Friday will be mild with highs in the upper 70s. A couple of showers may be possible throughout the day, but don't go and change your plans at this point. It still should be a pretty nice day. The spread of dog flu has led to two dog deaths at the Wake County Animal Center, forcing the shelter to close for over a month. In response to a recent outbreak of canine influenza, the shelter will be closing starting tomorrow for at least 35 days to help stop the spread. That means adoptions will be paused and the center will stop accepting animals. North Carolina lawmakers plan to override vetoes on five bills next week, passing into law a pair of election bills, one bill rolling back business regulations, one bill sapping power from the governor's office, and one bill on energy policy. The General Assembly will also be redrawing the legislative and congressional maps for the year, and the House Speaker, Tim Moore, says map drafts could be ready for public release late next week. And in a surprising reversal, the NCAA has determined that North Carolina wide receiver Tez Walker is now eligible to play this season. In a statement, the association revealed that staff members received new information about Walker this week. In light of that information, Walker was deemed eligible for a transfer waiver and can play immediately. For more on these stories and other news of the day, head on over to WRAL.com or the WRAL News app. Have a great day.